This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrate today. It's not the 4th of July. Our poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com. How are you celebrating Independence Day? Let's see what happened here. 32% of you said you were having a cookout. 25% said some of the various things we listed here. 13% said going to a parade. 11 or 12% said going shopping. What stores were open? There were quite a few stores that were open, weren't there, on 4th of July?
Home Depot.
Yeah, big sale day.
Was jammed. Unbelievably jammed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Had to go there yesterday, and
But on Friday, which was the 4th.
A lot of stores were open. I hit a couple of stores. After 6 o'clock, not much, but during the day, almost everything.
Yeah. The poll today at DougStephan.com asks if you're going on a summer vacation. A, already went. B, I'm going later this month. C, I'm waiting for August. D, hoping I'll be able to take a vacation. E, my vacation is during another time of the year. F, what's a vacation? Yes.
That's
a choice. But I make that choice. I take more, a little bit more conscious decision-making because of Meredith and maybe wanting to have a little bit of time here and there, like we're going to go away for a couple of days this weekend. I haven't done that.
Where are you going to go?
We're going to disappear.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Where are you going to disappear?
Western Massachusetts.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're going to California. Well, it depends on what you consider to be exciting. What we consider to be exciting, Richie, might not be the same as what you consider to be
very
exciting.
True.
With you, we'd probably like to go out and, you know, shoot something.
Skeet.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had Meredith's just laughing about it. We had a big date Saturday night. We moved cows from one farm to another. And we didn't get back until midnight. It was the latest we've been up for a long time.
You're so romantic. You
know? She sent me video of it. It's date night with Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Dudley. He looks to be in jeans and a shirt, ready to go out to dinner, pushing cows around in the mud.
Uh-huh. It wasn't exactly mud. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right. Mud. Right. Of mud. So anyway, we all have different things we want to do for our vacation. Don't plan on making your decisions based on the weather forecast. If there's anything that's more disgusting and distrustful, I made a decision yesterday to mow about 20 acres of hay, which could amount to well over 1,000 bales.
Hey!
Hey!
And as a result of that, I have now on the ground, maybe 1,200 bales of hay. So now I get up and look out the window this morning. It's cloudy. The forecast yesterday called for zero chance of precipitation. Zero. None. Zero. So the forecast here says there is a chance now of a shower later this afternoon, even though it looks like mostly cloudy, but mostly to partly cloudy.
One after your big date. So.
Did you get bit by a shark when you were out there pushing cows around?
No, as a matter of fact, there is, however, those who are vacationing this weekend off the coast of California got a rude awakening. Manhattan Beach is one of the wonderful Los Angeles communities. It is a little south of the airport. A great white shark attacked Stephen Rollblaze. He says it happened to him there was no warning, and just the shark just showed up. You have some audio, I think, from what he said, Richie. Do you know?
I saw it coming real close to me, and then it turned at a very sharp left turn and lunged right at my chest. And I saw this shark eye to eye staring at me as it was crunching into my chest. And just out of instinct, I took my right hand and grabbed its nose and tried to pry it off of my chest. And once it released itself, it disappeared immediately. It didn't come back. But by that time, I knew I was bit.
Badly bitten, was
it? I'm going to tell you that I would have totally in my pants.
Yeah.
My bathing suit would have been soiled.
He probably did, but at least he had the guy punch the things in the nose. That's what you do. He had the sense of mind to do it.
Fight or flight, yeah.
Here's what gets me about it is his description of why the shark was there.
But what happened was a fisherman was up on the pier chumming for sharks. There's you know, he's trying to catch a great white next to a bunch of swimmers.
Are people supposed to, I mean, is that legal?
He had a fish, he had that shark on his fishing line for 40 minutes until he released it.
Yeah.
And once he released it, that shark was agitated and it swam near me and I was.
But how is he get that pier?
I've seen people doing that before.
Off the pier?
Yeah.
Good God.
Can you imagine?
I know that pier. I'm just trying to, that pier isn't that long.
And you're out there chumming for shark.
Yeah, but Richie, the understand, think about it. This is like 100 and maybe only 140, 150 feet out.
Yeah.
If that.
Right. And he's attracting great whites in towards the people.
Yeah.
That guy. I'm
shocked for two reasons. One, because of the fact that there were the great whites that close. And the two, somebody was dumb enough. This goes to
if you start chumming, you're putting blood into the water. The shark will get the scent. Right. And if he's 2 miles away, he will come towards it.
Yeah. Great. I hope they threw that guy into the clink.
I'd hunt that guy down if I were this guy that
also,
got bit
the
chest.
Also, a few lawyers came running to Manhattan.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. For more reasons, well, out of respect. All right, 13 after the hour. Do you think that women can have it all? Why is this something that seems to be on everybody's mind? The lady that runs PepsiCo said last week, no.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with her.
There was a conversation that came from the CEO, the interview that was done with the CEO of NBC, Matt Lauer, took some heat because he basically asked her the same question, different answer, sort of. So we'll look at whether or not women can have it all with somebody who's been studying these sort of sociological trends. 14 after the hour, coming right up here on Good Day.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Take responsibility.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie, Jennifer, Kenny, and I have Anna Catalano with us. We're focusing on this whole business about women running companies, why it's different. This is the kind of
stuff. It's the work-life balance, Dougie. That's
well, but you know what? This stuff really bothers me. You know how I am when it comes to equality issues. This really, really, it bothers me when we are this small-minded, because I think that's really what this is. Anna Catalano has a lot of expertise in this area. She's worked for Fortune 20 companies, has held executive positions in Asia and Europe and North America, worked for BP at the top of the ladder. And Anna, let's talk about your experience, if I may call you Anna. The the feeling that you had. Tell me about your family life and your personal life as much as you're comfortable doing it.
Sure. I'm very comfortable doing it. I grew up in the Midwest, so I have immigrant parents from China. So I also come from an Asian background and married to an Italian-American who also really values family. So, you know, family is one of those things that's always been, you know, very front and center for us. I started a career right after college, as my husband did. He's a structural engineer and worked in an oil company. And we waited about 10 years to have kids. We kept thinking there would be a good time to do it and realized that no such thing, right? After we had kids, our jobs were super duper busy, as a lot of people are in their early 30s. And my job really started taking off. And when the kids were 6 and 3, and we had gone through kind of daycare, drop the kids off, have someone come, we kind of gone through every permutation and combination that it takes to make a dual income family thing work. When the kids came 6 and 3 and realized that this was a really important time in their life, we actually made a family decision because I was earning more than my husband at the time. He said, you know, we've brought the kids in the world. I think we're supposed to raise them. Why don't I stay home? So, there's not a formula that works for everyone, but it's something that worked for us. We ended up living overseas. We lived in China for 2 years, London for five. What we did then is I did the job thing, and he did all the home things. And the thing that made it work is, when I came home from work, I didn't have to worry about all the home stuff. And that's why, you know, when I wrote about this in my blog, I said, you know, in these unique situations where you have somebody who has a very, very demanding career, male or female for that matter, you've got to have support at home. You've got to have someone at home who says, you know, this is a partnership, but you know, everything is about the family. We've got to make sure it works well here. And Joel basically, you know, ran it. He took care of everything, and I trusted him 100% because he's the man I married. We've been married for over 31 years, and it worked for us. And so it's really hard, and I don't doubt that it's hard, and I really appreciate Ms. Murray's honesty and candor. That I really applaud. I just think it's really dangerous to say it's impossible.
Yeah, there's a lot of this stuff that is the news media loves to take something like this
and
make something out of nothing or create some kind of stir around this. This is something you just did a beautiful job explaining how you made it work for you. And there is everybody's different. So why these boilerplate questions and the nonsense that follows these boilerplate questions, everybody's got to figure it out for themselves.
That's right. Everybody has to. And you can't do it. You know, everyone can do it. And there's some people who decide they either don't want kids and they're going to concentrate on career, or they're going to give up their career and stay home. And I applaud all those decisions as long as people have the options and think that they can make those decisions. That's what I think is important.
The lady from PepsiCo didn't really get it right from your point of view. I think the study here of women and the focus on women, let's turn it around to men. How is it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I said when we first started talking. What bothers me is that we are so sexist about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it when it comes to women, but who asked that question when it comes to men?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't think Ms. Norrie totally got it wrong. I think that she did a fantastic job of explaining why it's difficult for some people. The only thing I falter in is to use the word impossible. In her position, that's a really powerful word, and as you say, people take sound bites and it's dangerous.
Right.
I think it's terrible that this doesn't get asked about men. I think that the only thing that her story actually brings up that is always interesting is that in many people's minds, I'm not saying this is right, in many people's minds, the idea of a woman having a career is considered ancillary to the house, to the home stuff.
Right, exactly.
It's
not feminine, if you will, which is nonsense as well. Anna, thank you for your perspective on this. Appreciate it. Continued success. Anna Catalano does a lot of the speaking on global market trends, that sort of thing, recognized by lots of leaders. Thank you.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus.
the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Crank it up, Richie.
Sure, Chris.
Most interesting songs for lots of different reasons. It's come down the pop music pike for a long, long time. Lead singer of Coldplay is Chris Martin, who has made a major announcement. He's no longer a vegetarian.
He consciously uncoupled from vegetarianism.
Yes, he did.
Right. Funny how that follows his conscious uncoupling from Paltrow.
Right.
Well, you know, one of the rumors about their divorce was he couldn't stand her diet.
Yeah.
Because she's very strict.
I eat meat. It depends on where you draw the line. I was a vegetarian for a while, and for various reasons I changed. My daughter, Apple, is a vegetarian, so I keep getting tempted to go back. I don't eat much meat. He then went on to describe his philosophy when it comes to choosing the meal. I feel like you should only eat something that you'd be able to kill yourself.
Ugh.
I don't know why on earth we're talking about this. I've
I'm
got
down
to stop
with that.
Talking about it. Yeah, you could kill it. Could you kill a fish? I can.
Yes, absolutely.
People fish
giraffe?
All the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who eats a
guy in California
that
had a problem with a fish.
Yeah, right, exactly. A big one.
Gigantic one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Let's go on to Garth Brooks. Some news about him, Richie. I bet you've got a good...
He's not a vegetarian.
No. I don't understand the Garth Brooks European tour, which was to start in Ireland with shows in Dublin. The Dublin Croke Park performance has been canceled.
He's going to have to cancel it.
They can't get permits. Well, what the hell is that all about? They've already sold tickets for all these shows. Five shows set for July 25, 26, 27, and 29. They went on sale before the Dublin City Council granted permits for the concerts. 400,000 tickets have been sold.
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that particular city has an ordinance for that park that there could only be three concert events in a year.
Really?
And they went ahead and scheduled five.
Right.
And then
sold
tickets.
It's Garth Brooks. Get over it. Find it. Make it happen.
You're talking about another country, baby cakes. They're not interested.
Dublin doesn't care.
No, they don't care. So what are they going to do, Kenny? They have to refund the money for...
It's racism. If it were you two, they'd let it happen.
You totally...
Well, I wonder about that. Could they? Would they make exceptions for Irish groups?
For you two? Yeah, you two is the queen in that country.
I wonder why three is the magic number.
You two would need a bigger venue.
Yeah. Yes, you two would need a bigger venue.
Because it's a very populated area, and it's very noisy and goes very late. So locals complained about all of the noise and all of the influx of people.
When you move into the area, did they build a stadium after people bought their houses?
The stadium came after.
Why'd they build it there? That'd be another good question.
You know, if I were Garth Brooks, I'd be happy. Who wants to play at a place called Croke Park?
That's true.
I mean, really?
It's like a bad omen.
It is.
Richie, I don't know if you can quickly find, there's a great video that we had last week from impressionist Rob Cantor. It's a song called Perfect. He has 29 different celebrity voices. If you can't find it, I will do it later on. You have it there?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
This is something for you to cherish. If you haven't seen this, we only have a few seconds here for it, but I think this is...
My name is Rob. This is Andrew.
Cool.
We're going to perform an original song for you with 29 different celebrity impressions.
You talk to the stars, they tell you to chill.
Visit this again, Richie. This sounds really... I just saw this out of the corner of my eye. And check out video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Sold them to black without much of a care.
It's called the VAP. Have you had one? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's not the standard test to check cholesterol levels. With that, you get the total amount of cholesterol in your blood and the lipid panel that measures LDL and HDL, the bad and good lipoproteins in the bloodstream. The VAP tells you more about HDLs, those good little cleaners that sweep through your arteries, getting rid of the plaque those messy LDLs have junked up in there. You want those good little HDLs to be in tip-top shape, and some are skinny and can squeeze through tiny arteries, and others are fluffy and can't fit into the places they need to dust. When it comes to a maid, who wants a slacker? So this test, called the VAP, which stands for Vertical Artery Profile, checks out your HDLs. And according to the Harvard Heart Newsletter, the VAP may be appropriate for people with a family history of early onset heart disease. I'll put up a link to more info. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
All right, back to this video from singer impressionist Rob Cantor.
Oh, no, I'm playing something totally else.
Oh, you're not playing that?
No.
I thought you wanted to play some more.
We do it later. No.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll do it with Kenny. All right, that's the way you want to be, Richie?
We were talking about Charlotte's bathroom habits.
Yes, we were.
Ew.
It was very interesting.
Was it really?
Today's
a little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, also known as Dudley, a.k.a. Dudley Rich, also known as Pain in the Chewing Guy.
That's right.
All right. Then there's Ken Kessler, who's known as a fine, upstanding young lad. And what Jennifer Horn, who's never seen a discolored joke that she didn't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah.
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I know you will. Okay, so Donald Sterling is in the news again today. Mr. Sterling is the owner of the Clippers.
For now.
Was supposedly a basketball team in Los Angeles. I think he still is, Rizzi.
Yeah.
He's still the owner.
Titular
owner. There is a trial starting today.
He's a titular.
That will focus on whether Mr. Sterling's estranged wife, speaking of titular, has the authority to unilaterally negotiate the deal to sell the team. Apparently, he and his wife have a little... See, this is the wonder of wonders. Is this all part of the drama? Is this all part of the staged scene that's created $2 billion worth of wealth for this couple? She gets $1 billion, he gets $1 billion, everybody goes away happy. He gives $100 million to
the
B. Steviano.
Even fathom why he is complaining about this.
Well, he doesn't want his wife, so he says, to have the final say.
Well, California. There's a couple of doctors out there that say he's a little bit cuckoo, so he doesn't get the say. Okay.
The doctors, these are psychologists?
Yeah, that's why she got the ability to sell the team, is because she had two doctors examine him.
Don't you remember? And then he got upset and called and left him a dirty message.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What was the message?
And they said that he was unfit to oversee the family estate.
He said, you tricked me, you couldn't give these results publicly.
You cheated, you lied, mm-hmm. You told me that you loved me. All right, so Sterling and
so in the meantime, she's moving quickly, selling the team to Steve Ballmer.
Get the cash.
$2 billion, and he's trying to fight it now, but there's no chance.
Who says that? Is in court? You know, you the judge? How do you know?
The guy's a little cuckoo, and she won't have a hard time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were an expert in law, too.
I, you know what? I can read, and I can, like you like to say, I can judge people.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah. Huh.
That dude is a little bit cuckoo.
Nah. Really? All right. Here are the after...
Sorry, my clock just went off.
This is the after scene. Weekend of boating all over the East Coast, down in the Caribbean, Gulf Coast states, West Coast, people in the boats on these lakes and rivers, all over the boats galore. So the story in Miami, where these four young people killed after their boat crashed into another vessel in a 4th of July fireworks display. The boat apparently was going way too fast. I'm guessing there was probably alcohol involved in this. And so as a result, 32-foot boat is nothing to sneeze at. That's a pretty good-sized boat.
No, that's a good. That's a big boat.
Yeah. So the fact that these people are all dead, what do we not know about this, Richie, or what do we know that we ought to scrutinize a little more carefully?
Well, bottom line is on holiday weekends. I mean, I spent a dozen years in Annapolis on the Chesapeake Bay and the South and Severn Rivers in boats in a 30-foot velocity and a Scarab and the whole and a Formula. And it is a dangerous place and time.
Yeah.
And you have to be really careful because no matter how careful you are, it's like being on a, motorcycle. No matter how careful you are, you cannot control what's around you, and you cannot stop a boat.
You know, it's the same thing.
You're not stopping a boat.
As a driver being taught about defensive driving.
Yeah.
It was the one thing my father told me, and it really stuck with me all these years, and I taught my children the same thing. You better be aware of what's around you.
Yeah, you have to drive your car, and you have to drive their car.
Yep.
If you can't stop your car, then no matter what else is going on, in case of some emergency, then you're at fault. You are the person who guides and is a guardian of your vehicle. No matter whether it's a boat, a car, whatever it is, you need to be sure you can stop or avoid any kind of situation.
And in a boat, you need 500 yards or more
exactly.
to be able to.
Right.
In Doug, the lake where I got married, my parents' old house on that little lake down in Virginia, Southern Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, the holiday weekends would just be crazy on that lake.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take
people water skiing.
Yep, people skiing, and you got a tow line coming around.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I mean, it's absolutely nuts. And you always hear these stories on these weekends.
When I was a kid, I used to go up to Newfound Lake, in which is one of the New Hampshire lakes. Great, great place to go. And the guy who was the policeman on the lake, whose name is Joe Ahrens, I remember he and I took a liking to me because of a friend that I had. I used to go on the boat with him all the time. I will never forget. This is a good-sized lake. There was a youngster, teenager, who was on, they were skiing, and the rope got caught, twisted around his leg.
Yep.
And this kid almost drowned. Almost drowned.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you can't control. The boat has to stop.
Yeah.
And as you said, you can't stop a boat that's got enough power. Got to be 100 horse to haul somebody around, you know, in a lake like that with a couple of skis or even one ski. And somehow he got the rope twisted around his ankle. And, man, was that he broke his ankle and all but drowned. And that I never water skied after that. I tried water skiing a little when I was a kid. I saw that. Nope, not for me. Not doing that. But a lot of people do. It's a lot of fun if you know how you, it's like anything else. The boating, the driving, me on the farm. Richie says to me all the time, this is a dangerous place. You better be careful. It is dangerous. If you're not thinking about everything that's going on around you.
And it happens in a second.
And it just, you cannot, you know, you just don't know. I mean, look what happened to Charlotte.
Yep.
That
was your friend.
Right.
Got run over by his own tractor.
Yeah.
And in Charlotte, you know, it's just.
Yeah. Any of these things, you got to be very conscious of them. And you know what? What happens, this may sound harsh, but sometimes maybe this is how you get the message across. It's so thoughtless for you to do things. If you have somebody in your family that you love or loves you, or you have a being around you, or you have responsibilities, and you do stuff like that, like the people who go out, a father who goes out on a Friday night and gets drunk and drives home and gets into an accident, and you know how selfish that is? And never mind hurts himself and somebody else. What about your family, dude? What do you have going on in your head that you don't know, but you're not keeping in for? I could no more imagine that with you. You have a family responsibility, and you have an understanding of that responsibility. Kenny does, too.
Mistakes happen, though, if people are out on a boat and somebody wants to do something that's just a little bit silly. Yeah. Watch this. And, you know, it's what is the redneck's famous last words? Hey, Bubba, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know...
Hey, Bubba, I'm dead.
Right.
Bruce Shen. Go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry.
Was this boat accident that you were talking about the one near Miami?
Yep.
There wasn't drinking in this. They were out watching the fireworks.
Yep.
And when it was over, they were all racing back to the marina to get their boat stocked. And one hit one boat, and then the third boat hit the other two boats.
That's all you need.
Yeah, but I don't think I said, I didn't mean to imply they hit the boat with the fireworks in it. If I did, that's not right. Did I say that?
Whether there was drinking involved.
Oh, yeah.
There doesn't appear to have been any drinking involved. It was just after the fireworks were over, they were all racing back to the marina.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? You can only fit one in at a time.
Another scary thing in boating is driving on a night where there's no moon.
Underwater?
I've been in the Chesapeake Bay before on nights with no moon.
Yeah.
And it is pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up having to spend the night there because we got our props caught in crab pots.
Ooh.
And didn't have the right tools to be able to cut ourselves out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're sitting in the middle of the bay, just in pitch, pitch dark, it was beautiful, but it's a scary thing because you don't know what's coming at you.
All right, there are two songs that were written about that, Richie. Sitting in the dark of the bay. You've heard that? You've heard
song. Very good, Doug. Just leave it at that.
New moon, as opposed to no moon.
Yeah.
I saw you standing. All right, so let's get Dr. Bruce here in a matter of moments. If you've had interrupted sleep in the last, and it wasn't for something pleasant, then you're probably groggy and snappy and tired today. That's what usually happens with Richie. He doesn't get enough sleep, so he's groggy.
I never get enough sleep.
Snappy, tired. Yeah. If you do not get enough sleep, and it's because you have something going on in your body that's connected to your prostate, may I suggest there is a fix to that problem, a product called PT9, which contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help you with the prostate and the annoying symptoms. Getting enough sleep is something that we all need to be focused on. That's a malady. That's a national problem. We do not get enough sleep in this country for any number of reasons. Sometimes it's our choice. In this circumstance, it ruins your health, ruins your love life. So let's fix the problem of waking up at night by getting PT9 into our daily routine. 800-811-3790. That'll get PT9 into your home, into your mailbox this week. Dial that number, 800-811-3790, and feed your prostate. Keep it healthy. No matter what your age, men are going to face this problem sooner or later. It happens to all men. If you feed it, then it will not become a problem later in life. Lots of people, I have stacks and stacks of email from people who have said, this is really a very good product. It works. Here's somebody who's been working on this. He's been taking it for a couple of years now, and he says, I understand all the benefits. Healthy prostate, normal flow, healthy testosterone levels, sleeping through the night. My wife ordered the first bottle for me. See, there it is. Proof. Women are going to call and order this for self-protection as much as anything else when they hear the message. 800-811-3790. You mentioned Doug Steffen. They'll send along a bottle of Heart Factors Plus as a thanks for trying PT9. Get it to work for you. Have a healthy prostate. Get a good night's rest. 800-811-3790.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. Wow. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until July 9th? Amazing.
I know. I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lending license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responsive.
Doug Stevens' Good Day program. Apparently, we did not successfully connect to Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who has some really good things. Normally, his website, 818newback.com. He loves to discover things in the medical community, that the conventional medical community, that are inconsistent. So you can see some of that at his website. And when we find him, we'll find him. How about them apps? There is a story. There are two things today that I want to sort of back up on. One of them is this amazing story out of Minnesota from last week where a man summoned some kind of superhuman strength. He bent a car door in half.
Wow.
So he could free the driver whose car had caught fire. This on the heels of my reporting to you something happened on this date in 1950 that's never been bested. The man who was then and is now the strongest man ever on record lifted 4,135 pounds.
Is it superhuman strength or is it just cheap steel that they use to make doors now?
Well, do you think you could bend a door?
8 or 10 gauge steel. You know, when I lean up against the fender of a car, yeah. You know, I'm 225, right? Mm-hmm. And it goes gunk, gunk. Yeah. You're like, oh. Oh, okay.
Mm. Well, and there are, I can move the metal, but the framework around the door, Richie, probably.
Yeah,
hard.
No, the framework around the door is pretty scary, too.
Yeah, right. Then there's the story of this man who has spent the last part of his life under a vow of poverty. For some reason or other, he bought a Powerball ticket, and he won $259 million. Claimed the largest jackpot ever won in Tennessee. Says he plans to use most of the money to support the performing arts. His name is Roy Cockrum. Lives in Knoxville. He appeared at the Lottery Commission to accept a lump sum payment of $115 million. Bought the ticket at a Kroger store. He was known as Brother Roy because he felt a calling to religious service. And part of the religious vows that he took, vow of poverty. So he gets $259 million. Man, there's something in the cards on that. Isn't
very nice.
51 after.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You could pass for the originals.
We are the originals.
No, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Well, it couldn't be much with a name like that.
When I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told of his life in the land of submarines. So we say,
hey, I wonder what would happen if I pull this lever.
You mustn't do that.
Can't help it, I'm a born Liverpooler.
And we live.
It's beetle-proof.
Nothing is beetle-proof. In our yellow submarine,
we all live in.
We are living a yellow submarine, number one this week. And I don't know what year it was, but I know that Ringo's birthday is today. Can you believe he's 74? He's a year older than Paul, I think. Right? Isn't Paul, didn't Paul just have his 72nd or 73rd birthday?
He's 2 years older. Paul's
he is
72.
Too. Okay. All right. And he's, considering how he lived his life, he looks pretty good for 74, doesn't he? For a long time, he and his wife, Barbara Bach, had a lot of, let's say, circumstantial recreational drug usage.
And didn't kind of went with the territory, that
I guess it did, yeah. You're right about that. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Chuck, what best summarizes your thoughts, excuse me, on the Yellow Submarine?
I give that some thought. Last time I saw that film probably was with my brothers when I was a little boy on television.
Yeah. I just remember them being stupid.
That's all it was.
But a little bit of fun, you know, and you got to see the Beatles, mm-hmm. which is the main reason for going. I mean, at least Elvis, they tried to make a good movie and just failed miserably. But with the Beatles, they never even tried. No, just taking rock stars and making movies.
Oh, making movies. With yeah. They did it. How many Beatles movies were there? Just a couple, right?
There were four, Ken.
Were there four?
Yeah, I think it was A Hard Day's Night, Help, Magical Mystery Tour, and Yellow Submarine. Well,
I think the difference between the Beatles and Elvis is the Beatles films were a lot more creative and inventive. where Elvis's films are, he's just, you know, rock star playing.
Yeah, playing a cowboy. That wasn't too much of a stretch. Who won the box office this weekend? We'll get that news from Chuck Curry in just a moment here on Good Day.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day. So, any surprises at the box office this weekend, Chuck?
I think the surprise was that the box office was way down year over year at this time, down 40% from last 4th of July, five-day weekend. Transformers 4, Age of Extinction, no surprise, number one, $36 million over the weekend, $52 million since Wednesday, total of $174 million. The big story here is $575 million worldwide, in which $212 million comes from China. Although the China take from that the Paramount gets will be 25%. Unless it's a co-production, then it's 50%. But still, this film is going to make probably right around $1 billion when all is said and done. The comedy Tammy with Melissa McCarthy didn't fare very well. $21 million over the weekend, $32 million since opening on Wednesday. 75-year-old film critic Rex Reed of the New York Observer said the film was about as funny as a liver transplant.
Well, she's not funny. They've tried. It is. I mean, she's the most. She's
obnoxious,
bore.
But she can be very funny.
Oh, I think
funny.
She's funny.
She can be very funny.
Well, this is the first movie she's actually carried herself. So, you know, she's had a lot of success with the Sandra Bullock movie, The Heat, and that other movie she starred in with Jason Bateman. So the budget, I believe, was about $22 million, but they spent a lot of money to market it. 22 Jump Street placed third film overall. It's done $159 million in 4 weeks. And two other entries did very badly. Deliverers from Evil, a supernatural thriller, just $14.8 million since opening Wednesday. And Earth to Echo, just $13.4
million.
Wow. Opening Wednesday. So the box office overall is a big disappointment if you're one of the major studios.
I'm not, so I don't care.
I saw Jersey Boys.
No,
very
I
fun.
Agree.
Yeah.
Jersey Boys is holding up okay.
Harrison, I was the youngest guy in the theater.
Million overall.
Harrison Ford, because of his injury, they're going to stop Star Wars production for a couple of weeks. That's pretty interesting.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.